You are listening to Huda Recordings.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, إن شاء الله whatever time left with us for this course, and you know it's not much, it's going to be inshallah tonight and tomorrow bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We cannot go over so many of these sects and groups. As you heard in the introductions, there's so many groups, so many sects, and you now have an idea about how many ideas, how many groups, how many sects, how much difference, how much dispute have been among this ummah, this nation. And you see that is not yesterday or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It is a history, and some of these sects and groups were very early. They start very early, in a very early time in Islam. And therefore the Muslim, when he sees the Muslims' war today, he knows that he has a big responsibility toward this ummah to try to bring it back to the same way which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be, and he lifted his companion on. And my sisters, to realize the fact, because when we talk about the sects and groups, some people they have a misunderstanding, or they forget that we only talking about the negative side. We're not in this course maybe mentioning much, or we're going to talk about Ahl Sunnah. Because some people think that since all of this division, all this difference and all this sects and groups, the Islam disappear. Where's the Muslims? Where's the scholars? Where's the leaders for Muslims? Where's the Ahl al-Haq, the people of the truth? Where they are beside all of this groups? For sure, brothers and sisters, there is another big area in the history. It is by itself need a course. It is the history of Ahl al-Sunnah. The history of Ahl al-Sunnah and their ways of spreading the Sunnah and spreading the goodness among the nations, and their jihad, their amr bil ma'ruf and nahy al munkar, their da'wah, their books, their ideologies, how they improve themselves and been very well known among the Muslims in all centuries. Don't ever think that for any time, those people, Ahl Sunnah, were not existed. Because An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he mentioned the difference or the division which has happened to the Jewish and the Christianity and Muslims, he mentioned that among the Muslims, there is always one sect, one group. They are always on the right path, always there. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Not like the nations before us. This group of people who holding to the truth, they vanished. They disappeared among the nations before us. Therefore, nobody can tell what is the truth. Where is the truth? This is would never happen in Ummat al-Islam, in the Muslims nation. And this is one of the special quality of this Ummah, that this Ummah, the people of truth, the people of Sunnah, they will always remain in the Ummah, in the nation, and they will not be disappeared at all. Might sometimes be not that strong, not that much, but they always there, and people knew that they are the people of the truth. And people realize this fact. I was thinking which groups I should talk about. And I decide to talk about at least the most relative groups or the most famous groups in the history of sects. Beside that, they are also still existed among Muslims today, and their effect and their ideas, their ideologies, their scholars, their figures, also well known for so many of Muslims today. Therefore, I'm not going to go over certain groups or sects which has appeared, and maybe it still today existed, but maybe it's not that popular. Anyway, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to choose what is beneficial and to say the truth and to be just in our statement, in our judgment. Innahu waliyu dhalik. First group we'll talk about it, and I'm sure you hear about it a lot, especially last 2 days. It's called Al-Khawarij. This sect is called Al-Khawarij.